You have your Bible this morning, turn to Genesis chapter 25. Genesis chapter 25 and verse 12. The Bible says, "Now these are the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar the Egyptian, Sarah's handmaid, bare unto Abraham. And these are the names of the sons of Ishmael by their names according to their generations, the firstborn of Ishmael, Nebajoth, and Kedar, and Abel, and Misham, and Mishma, and Duma, and Mesa, Hadar, and Tema, Jetur, Naphish, and Kedemiah. These are the sons of Ishmael, and these are their names by their towns and by their castles, 12 princes according to their nations. And these are the years of the life of Ishmael, 137 years, and he gave up the ghost and died and was gathered unto his people." I want to preach just a few minutes this morning, if God will be our help, and I know He will be because He always has, on this thought, without excuse. Without excuse. You know, we're good at making excuses. We make excuses for everything. And we've got an excuse for everything. Amen? If things aren't going right, we make an excuse. If things are going good, we got an excuse. Amen? But everybody has excuse. But I want to preach just a few minutes on without excuse. Now, we see this man Ishmael. And the Bible tells us that he was of a notable birth. Amen? We see that in that the Bible, here in this verse, number 12, it talks about Abraham as being the father of Ishmael. And he also speaks that his mother, praise God, had conceived and brought forth a son by Abraham. So a significance in the Word of God, that God speaking twice of Abraham in this one verse. Because Abraham, praise God, the reason the Holy Ghost does that, because of Abraham's influence on this young man. Amen? He had an influence. But I want to look at just a few facts this morning and we'll go to the house. Some facts about this young man, Ishmael. Now you know the story of Ishmael. Ishmael is a great warrior. Amen. The Bible said that he would make many nations out of Ishmael. Amen. And Ishmael is the Arab nations. The Ishmael nations are the nations are warring nations. They're a warring people. And listen, they always will be a warring people. That's all they know. That's all they've ever known, praise God. Even from conception unto now, praise God, they've been a warring people and they're still warring today. Amen. But I want to say this morning, it's a fact that Ishmael, praise God, was without excuse in rejecting the God of Abraham because of his influence on his father, praise God, that he had on him. Praise God, Ishmael would stand without an excuse for rejecting the God of heaven. Amen. Praise God, because he was brought up in the house of Abraham. He knew about the things of God. He was reared up and he was born into a family. Now, it was a rare privilege that he had to be brought up in this family, because this family in particular was a family that God had established and he had called out unto himself. Ain't you glad he's still doing that today? Ain't you glad, praise God, that you can be part of a rare and a privileged family of people that are called out, called out unto God Almighty, unto Himself. Amen. Praise God. We get to be a part of that family. Glory, hallelujah. Ishmael got to be called out, praise God, as part of that family. And now as he's countless thousands, praise God, that were in paganism. They were in the darkness of paganism. They was in the darkness of superstition in this world. I want to say there's a lot of superstition in the world today. There's isms and schisms all over the place. And if we ain't careful, we get caught up in that. But praise God, what we got to do is what Abraham done. He said Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him, put on his account for righteousness. Amen. That he feared God. Amen. Ain't you glad? Praise God. I'm glad. Hey, listen, what you said, well, preacher, we oughtn't to be afraid of God. We ought to have a reverence for God. That's the kind of fear that we should have. We should reverence and praise God and revere the name of God Almighty. Praise God. So we see he was born with privilege. He was born as a rare privilege, praise God, to be part of a family of God in those days. Brought up in a time of paganism and superstition that was throughout all the world. But God Almighty called him out of that through privilege, praise God. He was born into a home, but not just any home. Amen. Let me tell you, friends, today, if you're born into a home, if you belong to a home where mama and daddy, mama and papa love the Lord Jesus Christ, boy, you just ought to just shout and praise God and just get in and be part of it, because it's something special to be a part of. Amen. Amen? It's something that's unique, praise God. It's not everywhere. And now us that have been brought up in church and been brought up, praise God, in the fear and the admonition of a holy and a righteous God, praise God, sometimes if we ain't careful, now listen to me, we take it for granted. I wonder if Ishmael took his birthright and his heritage for granted. He'd always been there. Amen. Praise God. But hey, praise God, he was born into not a family, but not any family, but this family. The family of Abraham. He was built and born into a home, praise God, where truth of God was known. I believe it was emphasized. Amen, praise God. I believe everything come up, said, Abraham said, wait a minute. Now that's not what God says. He said, youngest, hold on just a minute. Let me just tell you what God says about that. They'll call me up the other day and said, preacher, is there any way we can just sit down and talk? He said, I need somebody to talk to. He said, you reckon you could counsel with me and give me some help? I said, I can't give you a bit of help. I can't help you at all. But I tell you one that can. I praise God with the help of the Lord. I'll tell you what thus says the Word of God. I ain't got nothing to say. But I'm thankful today that God does. Praise God how He loved them and He cared for them. Praise God how He wants to help them if they'll let Him. Praise God, I'm glad the truth of the Word. Ishmael was brought up in a house of God, a place of God, where the Word of God was lifted up, where the Word of God was known. Amen. I'm glad we was raised up in a home where the Word of God was known. Not only was the Word of God known, but the Word of God was obeyed. Hello? Abraham believed God. Now, if you believe God today, you're listening to God and you're following God. Because you believe God, Brother Bill, it's true. But I said, let God be true and every man a liar. And then pray God, if God's Word is true, absolute truth. Absolutely. And so not only was he brought up in a house where the truth was known, but he's brought up in a house where people, his family, his father, pray, believed God. Counted for him for righteousness. Amen. So he was in a home, praise God, that knew the truth. He's a home that obeyed the truth. The Bible says the truth will make you free from the burdens and the things that will weigh you down and hold you back, praise God. He'll give you the knowledge and the wisdom to pursue your dreams in Christ Jesus the Lord, looking for that glorious hope that's out of this world. Amen. You know, people run all over the place trying to have a good time. Trying to find a good life. Used to have that in a whole lot of the beer commercials. Yeah. Find a good life. Amen. In some bottom of a bottle. The end of a can. I want to say, praise God, the good life is the Lord Jesus Christ. And without excuse, we can come before God knowing Him in a free pardon of sin. Listen to what He says, minding God and God speaking to our hearts and just getting excited about the direction we're going. Oh, we've got a better place ahead. Brother Josh, just a little bit further. Just over on the other side. We've got a blessed hope and a Redeemer. Praise God, Brother Kevin. Praise God. That's out of this world. Praise God. Can't contain us. It can't hold us back because it couldn't contain him. It couldn't hold him back. And praise God, we are in the family of glory. Hallelujah. And he's made provision for you and me to call us unto himself. And where he is, there we may be also.
Amen.
Amen. That also place is an awesome place. Amen. A place where we desire and long to be. You know, I know you're like me. I want to hang out here as long as I can. There's a lot of things in this old world that I like. I like being around my family and my friends. I like worshiping God with people, the people of God. I like witnessing to people, telling them about the Lord Jesus Christ. I like seeing people saved, birthed into the family of God. I like seeing that. Amen. I want more and more of that before I go out of here. But praise God, I want to say, glory, hallelujah, I'm ready to go when He calls me. I've made my call and election sure. My name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, praise God. And one day in a little while, I'll step out of here and I'll go on to be with the Lord. Be with Him where He is. Amen. So shall I ever, the Bible says, be with the Lord. So we see this man Ishmael, praise God, he had a place where the word was known and obeyed. He was born of a man, praise God, who was known as a friend of God. James chapter 2. Let me just read that to you. James chapter 2. James chapter 2 and verse 23. And the Bible says, and the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God. Amen. You know what you got to do to be saved? Believe. You got to believe God. Now how do we get a hold of God? How do we get to know God? Through the Word of God. This is God speaking to us. Don't take it for granted. Don't take it lightly. Listen to it when it speaks, because it speaks volumes. Because in the volume of the book, it's written of Him. Him who can save us and keep us, praise God, throughout eternity. He said it was fulfilled which saith Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. Now the Bible says that Ishmael's father, praise God, believed God, and it was put on his account. Amen. It was imputed for him. It's put on his account for righteousness. You can't be righteous, praise God, without believing God. Because righteousness is doing what's right in the eyes of an almighty God. We have to seek to do right and to follow after Him. Amen. And Bible, and he goes on and said, it was imputed to him for righteousness, and he was called, now what? What was he called? The friend of God. Not a friend, but the friend of God. You know, I was reading that down there sitting by the creek the other day. I got to thinking about that. It said that Abraham was called the friend of God. The friend of God. And I got thinking, you know, maybe God don't have a whole lot of friends. Amen. We have to ask ourselves, are we a friend of God? Do you love Him like He loves you? Do we follow Him? Do we listen to Him? Do we obey Him? Do we do the things of God? Amen. Do we honor Him and respect Him, revere Him and magnify Him, praise Him and lift Him up? Is He a friend? Amen. Or are we a friend to Him so He can be a friend of us? So we see God as He's speaking to us through the Word of God. He's given us the directions that we need, praise God, in the day and the hour that we live. And He said that Abraham was the friend of God. Jeremiah says the same thing in 2 Chronicles chapter 2, or chapter 20, verse 7. He said that Abraham was the friend of God. Amen. But I want you to look at Isaiah chapter 41. God says this. Jeremiah said it, but look what God says in Isaiah chapter 41, in verse number 8. He said, but thou, Israel, art my servant, God speaking, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham. Now watch this. He did not just Abraham, but the seed of Abraham. Now watch, he says, my friend. He said, God says, Abraham's my friend. Amen. It's okay to say, praise God, I'm a friend of God. But what a blessing, praise the Lord, when we got God Almighty that said, praise God, you're my friend. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. That's shouting ground. I praise God. That's place that's our stirring revival and our soul just shout and praise. Give God glory because God Almighty counts you as His friend. Amen. Praise God. Not a servant. Not a servant, but a friend. So we see a fact that Ishmael, praise God, was without excuse because God Almighty, he was grown up, you might say, in a Christian home, a home that loved God Almighty, a God-fearing home. Amen. Now it's also a fact, as you read the Word of God and you study, it's also a fact that there was friction in the home. Amen. Hello. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You ever know friction in the home? A little bit of friction. Maybe some little petty spots. Amen. That go on in the home. Little spiteful things. Hello? You know, we've all been guilty of that. I said, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Little old insignificant squabbles that we participate in. Amen. In Ishmael's life, it was very prevalent in his life. We've seen the squabbles between his mother and between Sarah as he was growing up. Amen. Little old petty things, praise God, that we let come in. If we ain't careful, praise God, it pushes us apart. It drives wedges in between us. Amen. We got to seek God's Word. We got to love each other. Praise God, like Christ loved us and gave Himself for it. That's the first commandment. That's the only commandment. That's the one that we can follow, praise God, that'll help us to persevere as God's people and our families to survive and thrive in the world today. The devil thrives on little old petty things. Amen. You hear me? He survives on little old petty things that we allow to come in. Amen. Instead of getting a scratch, we instead of putting a band-aid on it, going on for God's glory, praise God, we'll kick out and say, oh my goodness, they hurt me. Amen. Amen. I have to ask the question, what did God ever do to you? What did God ever do? What did God cause you? Where did He cause you any harm? Amen. Listen, we'll hurt each other's feelings. We'll have some things that goes on in this life, in this flesh we live, because your flesh ain't saved. Amen. It's our soul that's saved, that inward part. But our flesh, praise God, it'll cause conflict all the days of our life. Amen. But it's a fact, praise God, that Ishmael was brought up and there was some strife and contention in there. And if we ain't careful, we get caught up in that. We get caught up in seeing that, and we forget about the goodness and the mercy and the grace of God. Hello? We forget about how good God is to us. So it's a fact that there was some strife in Ishmael's life. But it's also a fact, praise God, that godly old Abraham, that he loved Ishmael. Amen? Godly old Abraham, he loved Ishmael. Amen. Just like our Heavenly Father loves us. And so Ishmael got caught up in that, praise God, and he began to believe a lie of the devil. But Abraham done everything he possibly could, praise God, that he could secure a spiritual blessing for his sons. Amen. He wasn't partial. He done all that he could to secure a spiritual blessing for his sons. And he loved them, praise God. He loved them both. Just like our Heavenly Father loves us. He loves you. He loves me. He loves all of us the same. God, hey, listen, God don't love me a bit more than He loves you. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you're the pastor of church. God loves you more. No, God don't love me no more than He does you. God loves us, praise God, unconditionally. God loves us the same. He's not a respecter of persons. Amen. So we see Ishmael, he had a father, praise God, a godly old Abraham who loved him. It's a fact that God, that Abraham loved his son. Amen. But it's also a fact that Ishmael was rebellious, amen, to the things of God. He resented the birth of Isaac. When Isaac was born, he thought it took away from the affection of his father. He thought because Isaac, praise God, that his father didn't love him as much because of Isaac. Now, it's a fact, and we all know it, that when we have children, and you got one that's two or three or four, and then another one comes along, who do we spend the most time with? The baby, right? Amen. We spend more time, now listen to me carefully, we spend more time with that infant, that baby. Why do we do that? Because they require more time. Amen. They require more attention. I mean, these little babies, if you don't pay them a little bit of attention, in about 30 minutes, they go to squalling. And they keep squalling, praise God, till they get your attention. And it don't matter if it's early morning or late at night. Amen. When they desire, when they need attention, you're going to have to give them attention. And if we ain't careful, we get jealous of these little babies that need more attention because they're little babies. It's same, it's the same thing in the house of an almighty God. We got the people that's mature in the Lord, praise God, and don't need as much attention. But we got little babes in the church too. Praise God, that need a whole lot more attention. Amen. You got to spend time with them. You got to nurture them, praise God. You got to try to help meet their needs and help them to grow. That's where a family comes together. Come alongside them, praise God, and help and nurture them, praise God, and give them those things, praise God, encourage them so that they can get off the milk and get on the meat. Amen. I'm afraid we got folks, it's sad because there's a lot of places we got people that's been in this thing 30, 40 years, praise God, that's still just like little babies. We've never got up and never got up on the meat, never got up on the Word of God, the truths of God and the hope of God. To realizing that that God Almighty is truth, praise God, and we can believe and trust in Him. He can give us all that we need, praise God, because He is all that we need. But Ishmael thought he would lose, he had lost the affection of the father. But it wasn't that. Abraham still loved him, but they was a little baby come on the scene. And the promise of God. Amen. But the sad part was that this young man was rebellious to the things of God. And the saddest part was, praise God, he is not interested in the spiritual things. Amen. What's so scary today, what's sad today, is our young people are not interested in the spiritual things. They are so caught up in the world that we feel like we don't need the spiritual things to help us along. But we need to help them to realize that the spiritual things are the most important part. It's what will take you through this world. It'll give you help and encourage you. He'll lift you up, praise God, when you're downtrodden, when you're sad. It'll give you the hope to help. It'll give you the encouragement. It'll put a smile back in your face and joy in your heart. Joy that comes from the Lord. The spiritual part is the most important part. But the sad part about Ishmael, he wasn't concerned with the spiritual part. He didn't want any part of those blessings if they had to come through Isaac. Amen. Isaac, type of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And he said if those blessings had to come through Isaac, he didn't want no part of it. Wonder where our blessings is going to come through. Our blessings is going to come through the blesser, which is Jesus Christ, our Savior. And when we do like old Father Abraham, praise God, we come and we do, without excuse, and just believe on Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and ask Him to come into our heart and make Him the Lord of our lives. That's the ruler. That's the high potentate. That's the one that's in charge. People, so many times we say, well, you know what? I'm in charge of my life. I know what I'm doing. Amen. God help your heart. If you do, you're a whole lot better person than me. I don't know what I'm doing day to day. Amen. I just get up every day and say, Lord God, I need your help today. I don't know what I'm going to get into. I don't know what I'm going to need. But God, I know that you're present and you're there to help me. I praise God to get through whatever I face for your glory. Amen. So I can pillow my head at night and say, God, bless your holy name. Because you brought me through. You give me that help. I need it. Amen. But he didn't want no blessings. He had to come through the blesser. Listen, praise God, I want the blessings and I want them to come through the blesser. I want them to come through the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. I don't want to be rebellious against my God. Amen. I don't want to be rebellious against my Heavenly Father. You see, there was something about old Ishmael, praise God. There was a stubbornness in him. And guess what? It's still in him today. It's still in all those tribes, those Arab tribes. It's still, there's a stubbornness there that they won't give in. They decide now they're going to shut down the oil supply and they're going to leave. They were supposed to let it throttle back up, but they said, no, we're going to hold it through September now. Amen. A stubbornness in them. And it was from the very beginning, praise God, and that stubbornness is still there. You know what to get rid of stubbornness? The power of God. The love of God, praise God, it'll get rid of stubbornness. Amen. It'll take it out of the way. But he rejected the salvation. Now the Bible says in John chapter 4, verse 22, he told the woman at the well, he said, that salvation is of the Jews. He was without excuse. Ishmael was without excuse because the Bible says the salvation is of the Jews. Through the Jews. So he's without excuse. He was brought up in the house of God. He was trained up, got training from God. Amen. But he missed the mark. The Bible said he mocked and made fun of Isaac. You say, well, preacher, that's awful. Why would he do that? I don't know. Why do we do it? People today are mocking and making fun of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. They're making fun of the Savior from Nazareth of Galilee, praise God, that come and died for the sins of the world, praise God, and rose up victorious over death. And they're mocking and making fun of him instead of exalting him and lifting him up and praising his name so that sinners might be saved. Amen. We need that salvation today. We need that hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. But we see how Abraham, praise God, he was an example to this young man, so he's without excuse. Abraham's life was a light unto Ishmael. And that light was trying to shine bright. But Ishmael wasn't seeing the light. I got to thinking about Ishmael, praise God, when you see Ishmael's family. Amen. And the Bible tells us here, as God grabbed my heart the other day as I was reading this, and over here in a little section all by itself in Genesis chapter 25, it tells about the life of Ishmael and the life of Isaac. And I thought, my goodness, how sad was the life of Ishmael? Because he had a godly father, praise God, that loved God. Now, Abraham wasn't always a godly man. Hagar wasn't always a godly woman. Abraham had met God in the far-off regions of Babylon, a place where paganism and wickedness was about as bad as it could get. But it never gets too bad for God. God can come into the paganism and the wickedness, praise God, and He can reach down to where you are and He can pluck you out. He can call you unto Himself. That's what He did for Father Abraham. Amen. Hagar was down there, praise God, and she went off into the wilderness. And God come to her in that wilderness. And He said, Hagar, what are you doing out here? You know the story. She said, I'm running from my mistress. I'm running from Sarai. She's just so mean to me. And God says, listen. Praise God. God began to speak to her, and He said, listen, He said, that thing, seed that's in you, said, I'll make a great nation out of him. Amen. And God moved upon Hagar, and He saved her by Mara's grace. He put God Almighty, showed Himself to her, and she became a believer. Amen. She believed in the God of heaven. Come a day when she would need that. But she brought this son into the world. Ishmael was without excuse because Abraham believed God. It was counted to him for righteousness. He was called the friend of God. Ishmael's, praise God, his mother was saved by the marvelous grace of God in the wilderness. Had an encounter with the living God. I'm going to tell you, the only way you'll ever be saved is if you have an encounter with the living God. Amen. You can't get saved because you want to. We ought to want to, praise God, but it'll take the encounter with the living God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, to bring salvation. So we see Abraham got in, Hagar got in. So Ishmael was without excuse. Now he might have resented Sarai and the things that happened in that situation. Those little petty things, the little arguments and the little deceitful things that went on in the family, and it happens everywhere. Amen. It's not unique to anyone. And he may have resented that. He may have resented, praise God, it may have been bitter toward Abraham because of some of the decisions that Abraham made. Hello? Let me just say this. We don't always make decisions that's pleasing to everybody. I mean, sometimes we do what we think is best, to the best of our ability. But it doesn't always seem like that to everybody. Amen. So what we have to do is try to seek that'll be pleasing to God. That God can get glory out of. Amen. So we see he could have been bitter toward Sarah. He could have been bitter toward Abraham. Not wanting to listen to them. But there's no reason to reject the testimony of his mother. Amen. Amen. Hey, Hagar, praise God, had never done anything to hurt this young man, had never done anything to cause him to be rebellious against God. Hello? Never had. Amen? Praise God. He should have never rejected the testimony of his mother. He should have never had a thought of rejecting the promise of God. The promise of God was out there. The promise of God, I guarantee you, she had told him about the promise of God. She said, Ishmael, son, everything's going to be okay. God said he'd make of you a mighty nation. Amen. He already said, glory, hallelujah, I'm just going to go with God. Can you imagine the difference in the world today if Ishmael would have just went with God? Let me say this today. A lot of times we'll say, one person, well, I can't make much of a difference. That's a lie of the devil. There's a situation, praise God, in your life where you will make all the difference. Hello? You and your life and your Godwardness and godliness will make all the difference in the life of somebody. They'll see Christ in you, that blessed hope of glory, and they'll change the way they live. Or they won't. If they don't see Christ in you, they won't change. If they can't see Christ in us, that blessed hope of glory, what have they got to chase after? I mean, we need to live in alive in such a Godward manner they can see Christ in us and want to get in. Amen. Love the Lord Jesus Christ with all our heart. So they will stand one day without excuse. Amen. Praise God. But you know, as I look at this and I read through this, I never see a hint. Not a hint in the Word of God that Ishmael ever received the Lord Jesus Christ and the promise that he had. That he never bowed, praise God, to the eternal purpose and plan of God Almighty through Jesus Christ the Lord. He said, if that's the way I got to go, I just won't get in. I believe there's a lot of people today that's saying the same thing. But they're going to stand one day without an excuse. Without an excuse. But I just wonder how many people are we going to take with us when we go. When we go in that direction. I was reading in here in 25 about the sons of Ishmael. And if you'll read, if you'll count them carefully, I believe you'll find, Brother Charles, there's 12 names here, 12 sons of Ishmael. Just as Israel had 12 sons that became the nation of Israel. They was 12 sons of Ishmael that could become a mighty nation. God said they would be a mighty, mighty nation, that they would be nations. Innumerable multitudes upon multitudes of people. But which way would they go? There's no details, and there's no direction, there's no word of God, no word from God that Ishmael and his family, his boys, ever got in. Amen. There's nothing that's told except that they had towns and castles, praise God, the 12 princes, according to their nations. Amen. The places that they manufactured, the places that they caused to be. But what did they cause to be? Something that would never be mentioned again. Amen. To be left out of the promise of being in the family of God. They would stand without, Ishmael would stand without excuse. Amen. And he'll give an account for those sons. Because he refused to accept the things of God. I wonder how many people, our people today, I thought about this. How many of our people today, praise God, because we stand without excuse, are going to stand before a holy and righteous God one day and give an account of why they didn't go with God. Why they didn't accept the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin. Why they chose to not go that direction. Ishmael was he was stubborn. He was by birth, praise God, offered the birth and the training, praise God, to be a child, the same kind of child as Isaac. But he rejected it and refused it. Amen. We have the opportunity, praise God, the same opportunity today to be the same kind of child as Isaac. Be birthed, praise God, and brought into the trained up and reared in the family of God. But we have to choose that family. You know, when you're born into this world, I thought about this. When you're born into this world, you can't, bless our hearts, we can't choose our family. You're born into it, and that's just the way it is. God bless our sweethearts. Amen. We're not responsible for our kinfolk. We're born into it. But ain't you glad, praise God, today that you can be born into the family of God? You can choose the family of God, and the family of God choose you. And we can get in, praise God, so we can stand without excuse before a thrice holy God. So we can bring our families and our multitudes in. Multitude upon multitude. Amen. Hey, I don't want to ever try to make an excuse. I want to be without excuse and say, Lord Jesus, I tried to bring as many as I could. Praise the Lord. To bring them with me into the portals of glory, into the presence of a holy and righteous God. But Ishmael, praise God, he's without excuse when he stands before God. And God said, Ishmael, why didn't you go with God? Amen. Why didn't you receive the Lord Jesus? Why didn't you become a partaker of the promise? He said, because of rebellion. Because I thought I knew what I was doing. But you know, when it comes that time, it's going to be too late. There's coming a day, it's coming an hour when it'll be too late. The Bible said we can send away our day of grace. Grace is speaking to us today, right now. God, Word of God is speaking to us right now, and it's calling us unto Him. All you weary and heavy laden, come unto me, and I'll give you rest. I don't know about you, but I'm getting tired in this old world. Amen. Wore out. Praise God. I told Teresa the other day, if I knew I was going to live this long, I took better care of myself. But praise God, I'm glad that God Almighty is my Lord, my Savior. He's the keeper of my soul. This old body may go down, but praise God, my soul and my spirits are going up to be with Him one day in a little while. I'm looking forward to that, praise God, that blessed reunion with Christ my Savior. But He said there's a whole lot of folks, just like Ishmael, his family, his boys, that's going to stand without excuse because they're brought up in the house of God, in the place of God, in the presence of God. And whether we want to take it, receive it, and take it unto ourselves, or whether we want to reject it and push it away. Listen, young, we need to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to accept Him and His Word and begin to let Him live in our hearts. I've been studying on being filled with the Spirit. You know how you become filled with the Spirit? He said, be not drunk with wine, where's in excess. That just makes you stupid. He said, but be filled. It does. But he said, be filled with the Spirit. That's to be being filled. You know what you got to do to be filled with the Spirit? We got to continually give ourselves more and more to the Word, to the Word of God and to the God of the Word. We just have to continuously present ourselves more and more. Amen. And finally, one day, we'll just be all poured out. And praise God, God will have us. And He'll say, now we can run well. Amen. But Malachi, that'll be when we get on the other side. We'll work on it here, but we'll attain to it when we get over there. And he said, if we don't get it, pray God. He said, we'll be without excuse, just like old Ishmael, for not being filled with the Spirit of God, trusting, relying upon Him. Things is crazy all over the place. This world is ridiculous, and it's getting worse by the day. But we can put our faith and trust. We need to put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and the sweet Spirit of God. Let Him speak to us. And He said He would deliver us. He said He had not seen the righteous forsaken, nor His seed begging bread.